Begin the current daf, Masech the Sukkah daf Chavav, begin on the base, begin the Tazim Master, begin with the Gemara, Nutloy Bimapa. He took it, this food, with a kerchief. Now, Peshb Kuran Rashi explains that why did he do this? Mishum Nikki is because of cleanliness, because as we know, there was no Chiyab of Nintil Sidayim because it was less than the Shear. So why did he do it? Because of cleanliness. Now, so it says, Bechinim Peshb Kuran, for nothing did he explain like this, because Dreb Tzadik, Kain Havay, was a Kain, the Mucha Perk Mishmiz, like Zavis, and the Gemara Bach Zabit Tzadim Abay, Zubasay Perk Kol Pesul Migdash, and the Gemara Bach Zav Lama Vomit Aleph, and therefore, Vahoy Oichal Taz Truma, he ate on the level of purity of Truma. And be daim shnei saying regular hands, I could say like a secondary level of tumma. Paisa setruma makes truma into a shlishi. Shatui achas miyotchas David is one of the 18 things that perikam the Shabbos in the first perik of Shabbos of Yom Kippur. The fellow pachas megabeh because even when it's less than the egg size, it is makabel tumma. It contracts tumma. Can much perik shame the mesechta taris like it's obvious when the second perik mesechta taris the Talmud learned the Mishnah. Ema kebeya even though it's not kebeya who tummy it does become tummy. It's only that kol tar everything else. Is going to be tar because less than the gebeya, not being tam other things, but it itself could be, and therefore that's why he washed his hands, not because of cleanliness, but because of the level of tahara for truma. He said, "Next master, begin with the words of gemara lebechachra." Now he didn't make berachas hamazon afterwards, so says Taisus, "Somebody could be hidden, because he had like could be hidden." The perek shlesh achal which brought in berachas the mamtesim base. The darshi expounds, says in the pasuk bechal about the berachta, you should eat and eat, and you can be satiating in the bless. Which is achilas shemas to be has to be eating the satiation tab berachas amazon of berachta the high nukabeya, which it's not stama eating of a gezayit, it's eating of a svia, which is kabeya. Since what he ate here was less than the beya, therefore he didn't make berachas amazon. The Taisa points out, but the Meir Palik may disagrees. Baman he says the mevarach megezayit, he make berachas amazon on the size of an aleph. And so it says when there halacha kabasay, it seems like the halacha falls like a Meir, because the Meir Palik is mevarach when in fact the Gemara says in kids mevarach never mechaz mebeis and berachas. Some of the Chiyav Rabba need to eat such a he says I saw a birchanim. She'achas zayis malechi ate a salty aleph who berachal of tchilav asayif. And he made a bracha rishayna and bracha achrayna. So you see that the berachas hamazon is the size of a kezayis to be chayv. Vay morva min perik shalish achal ligmar says of enough mechazim enough from chibar amim rechnon. La oylam ein noitzer amim rechavas and a person cannot fulfill other people's obligation of the bracha achrayna. As shalich li kezayis dog until he eats an half size of grain. Which sounds like, oh, but then you could be made to others. Obviously that's sufficient to have the chiv of bracha achrayna and you don't need to have a kebeit. Now, mitech Yerushalmi mashma. Yerushalmi, it sounds like the beberi labin gezayis. So, although we're saying that the shear is like a meyer that of gezayis, but if it's a full creature, then it doesn't need to have a size of an olive even, because I feel like prayed the achash alonim, even one grape. I prayed the achash arimen or one piece of the pomegranate. Two in the bracha lefanel acharei requires a bracha reshayna and a bracha achreina. Bach yisiv Yerushalmi beresh ketz mevarchem. Biachon nusab zeser. Biachon took an alv. Oberach lefan of lachrav. He made a bracha rishayna and achreina. Now, Rebbechiah bar Abba mistakelbi. Rebbechiah bar Abba was looking at him. Vamalei Biachon said in Babylon, Maat mistakelbi. Babylon, what are you looking at me? Less lach koshu humimin shiva. Don't you hold that anything that from the seven the shivas aminim turn bracha lefan of lachrav requires bracha rishayna and bracha achreina? So Yisham explains Islay. What he held was to Rebbechiah bar Abba was. That of course you need a bracha shana achrayna, but mat tzrichale. But what was bothering him was nishakirinasa mimatasai, that when you take out the pit, so you don't have a shear of an olive, because in the olive is the pit itself, and that doesn't combine for the shear of his eyes. That's why he was wondering why he made a bracha achrayna. And that the Yerushalmi says, but lesli biyichin nishakirinasa mimatasai. So taka what's pshat in Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan doesn't hold that the pit is diminished. So ma'abalei Rabbi Yechanan. Ah, Mishum Beria. So the Yerushalmi, because it's the full olive. It's a whole entity. Mr. Birchan Amr, so this teaching of Birchan tells us, Shekin Nefala Prey Da'ach Shalom, even one grape, or Prey Da'ach Shalom, or one pomegranate, she tuna Baruch HaLevon V'Acharav, requires even that one seed, that one piece, requires Baruch HaRashayin and Baruch HaRashayin. Now, Obasha Shalonu, in our Gemara, in Talmud Bavli, Yeshke'in Maisezeh, there's a similar type of a story. In Perikis Mabrach of Mechazim Abbas. Then Rechib Rabba, he says, that this was the story, Rechib Rabba. And he says, Ani Reser Esrbiach, and he says, I saw Rebiach, and Sha'ochaz Ais Malach, that he ate a salty olive. Berach Lub Tchil Bezef. Sounds like the same story, made a Bracha Shan Bracha Chayna. And normally, Rebiach Lub Zer, Rebiach Lub Zer, Rebiach Lub Zer, Hecha Baruch Rebiach Lub Zais Malach, how do you make a Bracha Chayna on the salty olive? Keep the shakel agar nase, but once you take out the pit, butz leishir, you don't have the shir bazayas. And so, and Tamma Bavli, Amalei, said to him,
Mi savit kazayis gadol beinan. Do you think you need to have a large aleph to be the sheber kazayis? Bein beinan. You need a medium sized one. Vahi zayis also come from Rabbi Yechanan. That aleph that came from Rabbi Yechanan zayis gadol hava was actually a large aleph. Davik of the shakal lagari nasi. Even if you take out the pit, partially sure you left with the measurement of a medium sized aleph. Now says Tosef Hashdi. Now ihava of the dashash alanim. If the story in Tam Bavli is Hayna Hid Yushami, is the same story as in the Yushami. Imkin Chalka Shalom, that must be the Yushami disagrees with Tam Bavli, and therefore V'lay Samachin Aleh. And we don't rely on the Yushami to make a Bracha Rain on the barrier, because when you have a Machlekes Bavli Yushami, Allah is like the Bavli. And the fact that they disagree is Midalei Shon Le Misham the barrier. In the Bavli, the Gemara doesn't say that, oh, the reason why Yushami made a Bracha Rain was because it's a full Aleph. Obviously, that Tam Bavli holds that even if it's a berry, you don't make a bracha chayna if it wouldn't have a shever kazayis. And if I had to say it did, it just was from a larger olive, which ended up being without the pit as a regular olive. But such says in Abba Shemesh Neimaisamayi, but maybe it's two different stories, and then there wouldn't be a riot. And by Hidu Shami Hayizai Shalom. And actually, in the Yushami, it was a full olive, because of Afli Magarin, he ate it with the pit. Now, the berry, that's a full entity. Abba Hud Shash Shalonu, but in Tam Bavli, Hayibagarin, there was no more pit anymore. And that's what he was asking. You didn't have the shir shikin tam zayis maleach, because generally a salted olive balei garen who is without the pit blab a berry. And if it's not a berry, loch gutzlatz the galah. And therefore I had to answer that it was a large olive. Whereas mezayis the yisham, cut mezayis beini hayu. Whereas the olive of the yisham was smaller than that of a beini, and therefore it had to come onto the svar of beria, which if you have the pit inside, is even going to be when it's smaller than the kezayis, and maybe the bavli would agree with that. So therefore, it says, whoever wants to remove himself from the situation of doubt, because it's not clear if you make a bracha, a chreina, and a barrier that's less than kizayis or not, does the Bavli disagree with Shalmi or not, so you have to give at least an olive size, even something that's a complete entity. Now, says Taisis, this whole shemuz v'davkal in bracha shalachra. This was all specifically the shear of a kizayis, or maybe even a barrier, is only for the bracha after you eat. But the bracha rishayim and bracha for the pachas megizayis b'chol davar that you make even if it's less than gizayis, no matter what it is you're eating. The lefanav lebein shir for the bracha rishayim doesn't have a minimum measurement because the aslan is ma'il ba'il maseb lebracha. You not have benefit from this world without making a bracha. Mashma of the Reb Tzadik, something from the story of Reb Tzadik. To come that it's the Gemara says lebracha chabad did not make a bracha after it's kabbish, like we explain. Mashma the sub like a beautiful because like a beautiful that has to be kabeya and he was less than a kabeya. But mashma lefanav berach with something but the bracha rishayim he did make. So the Rashi explains because yeah, even less than the shir, you have to make a bracha rishayna. Now the min b'yishalmi b'tchilas perikas b'varchin kol shayma lof shalosh brachas. Whatever you make, perikas amazin the three brachas. Oym lofan amamitz lechem nartz. Then before you eat that thing, you make hamitz. V'chashe ein oym lof gimal brachas. Whatever you don't make benchon, ein oym lof hamitz lechem nartz. You don't make hamitz lechem nartz. So Sivan, so they asked, "Hari pachas megazayis? What do you mean when you have less than the gazayis? Then oym lof shalosh brachas that you don't make a perikas amazin, like we say from a mayor." It's matter of him, Levana, but Mizrach and Arts. You can see you don't make a mitzi, but we just said that for Bracha Rishayna, you do make even less than a kazakh. So, look, Yishami brings Amr, Biakab, Acha. Lashami, it's like, no, it's for other species, Pirish. In other words, La Asachal bin Nevashesh be Kashir, La Nevashesh be Kashir. It's not differentiating between if it has the measurement of Kazayas or if it doesn't. And La Asachal bin Pasal Shamaychal Shachamesh as Aminim. Right, there's a common differentiation between bread and all the other types of five grains that you make, Kagar Maisi Gedeir, like you make porridge. Farina, where you don't make a berachas amazin after you eat that. That Yisham is coming to say that then you're not going to make before it either. Hamleitz lechem naaretz, even though it's made out of the five grains. So to regarding they make a pit in the ground of the oven and they put inside flour and water. Upasababakistin, which is a type of like a pouch that you put inside of it, different types of sweets, like it's some type of a pastry that's filled with sweets. Kila kavasudase lave, when you don't, you're not kavei sudim, you're not making a meal out of it. So to pass oiz v'deichen, so to rice and millet bread. Shema bracha nachareim sholosh brachas that you don't make after it berachas amazin. That's what Yisham is saying. Inner me'aleim ha'mitz lechem naaretz, and you're not going to make ha'mitz lechem naaretz beforehand. But it's not excluding less than the shir, because you could make ha'mitz when it's less than gezayis, even if you're not going to make berachas amazin after that. Now, v'avagav t'bish b'kitz mabrachim, although in the beginning of kitz mabrachim, v'avagav l'mahim and aleph. Navkalon, we learn our bracha b'tchila. How do we know you make a bracha shayna? We know mekavachem esayiv from mekavachem if you make a bracha after you finish eating, because the kavachem is kishuso beimavach. If you make a bracha when you're full, which you're not so thankful anymore, because you're rough, so when you're hungry and you're really so thankful, you're so appreciative because you're so hungry, like kolshkin isn't all the more so. So the question is, so wait a second. So if that's how you know you make a bracha shayna, so then you should say that the bracha shayna should not be more severe than that of bracha chayna, which is the shear of a kezayis, because that's what's called dai lovim and then leis kanidin. So how do we know the bracha chayna is even less than the kezayis? Says Tyson, you cannot say, as we usually say when you learn from Kabbalah, we say, oh, so diet sufficient to be as stringent as what you're learning out from. And no. No, even for a minute amount, you will make a bracha v'shena. Because Avi Gavdalei Mavach B'Sav, although you won't make bracha v'shena with us in Kizayis, but bracha v'shena. Because Taisa explained, it's not real kavachem, it's only revealing this idea. And the reason how we know this is because the bracha levon of it's not a real kavachem, and the bracha v'shena is not biblical. So he's going to have to make bracha v'shena because he's deraisa, but if he doesn't make a bracha v'shena, because again, it's not deraisa. The workers, when they were working for the employer, so they a lot to eat their bread. But they don't make a bracha rishain, they don't make the hamaitzi. But they will make bracha mazon, at least two out of three brachas. Again, because that's deraisa, and bracha rishain is all in derabanan. So therefore, that's why it's not difficult that we can make it even less than kizayis and not say daya, because it's not real a kavachim. Now, so this is all regarding eating up until this point. Now, regarding drinking to the taste, it appears that if you drink an olive size of wine, then you'll make the bracha achreina of ala gefen al pera gefen. It's not going to say the significant amount for the share of inui. If it's less than a cheekful, even like they were saying in the last paragraph, and divine gimel beis. So Tosfos that's not what we're going to learn out regarding making the bracha achrein on the wine. And says Tosfos, hey, you should know this because regarding eating, have a shir mimikibrim kugisavus. The shir of eating a mikibrim is that of a dried date. In the bracha, mechayv lachar begizayis. But regarding bracha achrein, we know as we said from a mayor, is that of gezayis of an olive. The lachar can make it precious, and therefore obviously we don't learn that from mimikibrim regarding the shir of the bracha achrein, both regarding drinking and eating. Now, based on the Amalin Kiddush, there is an opinion regarding Kiddush, the Inan Tzarech Malay Lugman, that you don't have to have a cheekful. So again, Hikach Levarch Achrav Nami, Yachalias Leboy Malay Lugman. So therefore, again, as we find precedent by Kiddush, Kubios of Bracha Chayin, it's also not going to be like a Kimperm, it's not going to be Malay Lugman. Omiu Ktsasa Nir Ladak. But it says, however, it would appear a little bit to be precise. The Maidir Meir Beshtia Deboy Kebeya. The Meir agrees that although by eating he says it's Kazais, but by drinking would be that of a size of an egg. Why? The Pekshal Shachal gives the Gemara Brachah on Tesam and Olive. Darish Meir expounds. How do you say know his measurements? Because it says Vachalta Vazata Berachta. So he says Vachalta Zochila refers to eating. It's about that's satiated Zushtia that refers to drinking, because drinking after eating satisfies a person. Vachila Kizayis. So eating is a Kizayis, as it always does connotes in the Torah, and that's how you know that it's a Shev Kizayis. For Berachas Hamazon, Rabbi Yehuda Darshi expands. No, Vachalta Vazvata is one thing. Zu Achila Shish Pasavi. It's eating that has satiation. Zu. And what is that Zu Kebe? That refers to the size of an egg, which is more than just regular eating, which is eating that has Sviya. Now, Bekivin Lavakon Remeir Shdim Vesavata. So now, according to Remeir, Vesavata is not going on the Achila. It's actually we know regarding drinking. So if from drinking of Vesavata Simkim Bei Kebe, so you should require that the size of an egg, as we find Lavas Sviya Papachas, because we see that. You don't have a situation less than that, as Rabbi Yehuda learns out, Vesavata Belachila is a Sheva Kebeya. But since there's no Vesham Yesh Lachag Ben Shti Lachila, maybe there's a difference between drinking and eating. The Dilma Sviya Beshtiya Vapachas Mekebeya, although eating Sviya is only with Kebeya, maybe the drinking of Sviya is less than the Kebeya. And like we said, maybe that's the Shir of a Kazayis Fala Gefen. Now, so that says, Vachalan the Shir, now all these measurements, Kazayis, Kebeya, according to Meir, Behuda, Dirabaninu, really the old rabbinic. The Mukha Pek Mishmesa is obviously in the Gemara there. Brachas of Chafim Meveis. Because the Minan, the Gemara says, what are we talking about here? The Achashur Drabban. We're talking about where the father had eaten a rabbinic shir, and that's why his son, who's a katan, whose his allegation is also rabbinic, could fulfill his father's obligation for Berachas Hamazon. Now, so you see that the shir of Kazayis Kebeya is a rabbinic shir. Well, in Bracha del Achra, because regarding Bracha Achrein, the limitsina shum shir, we don't find any measurements. And Kazayis Rameya, just according to Meir Kazayis, Kebeya Lebuda, and Kebeya according to Behuda. And that's what we're referring to over there, that's what the father had, which is the rabbinic shir. And therefore, of a cross, Machtam Alma must be this psukim that we're bringing are only illusions, because the Raisa be in the Gemur, because biblically, to have Bechaz HaMazni, you actually have to be totally satisfied. Now, Bahadam in the Perek Shalash Lachad, this is the Gemur, says, Bechaz HaMazni, Bechaz HaMazni, Bechaz HaMazni, Bechaz HaMazni, Bechaz HaMazni, Bechaz HaMazni, he did this on his own when he drank a cup of wine. And of that, he relied on for the Bechaz HaMazni, and he filled Yana HaMelech and his wife, the queen. So we're saying that, oh, he did it for himself, but no one else agrees to it. Mashma, or the gear says, The reason is because you cannot fulfill others' obligations. It's not enough for the cup of wine. It's not enough until you eat an olive size of grain. But Taisa says, but it sounds like, but if you had an olive size of grain, that he would fulfill their obligation. Although the king and the queen, obviously we would presume they ate as a king would eat according for their satiation. That's difficult. Since you tell me Gezayis Dagan is only Midrabbanan, and Midraisa, so you need to be a Gemurah. How could it be someone that's obligated only rabbinically by eating Gezayis Dagan to fulfill the king and the queen who ate Kadesvia for their biblical obligation? But the Gemara in Brachas itself says over there that cut, and since it's Chivim Midrabbanan, you cannot fulfill others' biblical obligation only by rabbinic. So it tells us, like Dami Gadol Rabbanan, you cannot compare an adult who's only rabbinically obligated, who at least technically is a gavra, is a person that could have a biblical obligation. You cannot compare the katan to rabbanon to a minor who is rabbinically obligated. The lemabik deresik who cannot fulfill someone's biblical obligation. Why? The gadol, because an adult, if lo ochel klal, even if he didn't eat at all, hayrolaitz achem, he's still fit to fulfill his obligation. Meaning, if he would eat the amount of svia, then he would be able to. So if he's called the mechuy b'davin, then he can fulfill all his obligations. But a minor is not called a bar chiyuvim deresa, because even if he eats svia gaburo, he would only be rabbinically obligated because he's a katan. So therefore, that's why it's not difficult how, yeah, if you eat Gezayis Dagan, you'll be able to fulfill others' biblical obligation. That's how Rashi explains also over there this idea.